This podcast is intended for mature audiences only. This podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. In no way does this podcast reflect the other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester, Gloucester Podcast, or Homiecast. Your personal discretion is advised.
Wall on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive till love is found. Now ask yourself,
where is the love? Where is the love?
Good morning, Gloucester. It's Alicia Unleashed, episode 29.
Yes.
We are getting ready to be 30. We're getting ready to be in our dirty 30s.
And if we time it the way that I just talked to you about, it's going to be epic 30.
Oh, God. I don't know if we can do anything epic. Seriously. This is Alicia, and I've got my B-side.
What up?
So, that song tonight has so many meanings on so many levels. Thank you. I just wanted to play the whole thing. Just love it. I mean, that was just so, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome. And when listening back at our last podcast that we just actually did on Saturday, that was on Sunday, really weird how we touched upon so many different subjects, and then all of a sudden, once Sunday came in the morning,
I texted you and was like, can you believe what we just talked about? And then, you know, watching the news.
Right.
And then you were like, what happened? And apparently still people to this day don't know what happened. I've been reading people on Facebook all day. It was like, oh my God, what happened? Are you kidding me?
It just happened so fast. So when you had said that, I turned on the news and there it was, and it was never off the news. I go on and off with Facebook. I delete, I undelete, I hide, I unhide, just because it just can take over your life. And lately, you know, in the past couple of days, Facebook has completely, again, overtaken with this, you know, media out there. And so it's so funny because at first you see something like this and you think one way, and as the story develops and goes further and further, your thoughts change. And so my first initial thought was, this is a hate crime.
It is still a hate crime.
Right. But that was first and foremost without any quote-unquote terrorism, quote-unquote ISIS attached to it. I flat out went with hate crime. And then when the news was spinning it as terrorism, and then, you know, it makes you think a little bit more, I don't know. So it's developed, you know, to this. They're still connecting it.
The thing is, media is nowadays so fast that everyone just wants to get the story out there, and the story's not right.
Right, right. Which is why I take everything so very carefully, and, you know, I have my own thoughts, but I'm still listening, like, how, you know, how is this going to develop?
So according to NPR and the FBI, he was ISIS inspired. He was also inspired by the Boston bombings. He was also inspired by San Bernardino. He was not directed by ISIS, but the Islamic State has taken credit for it.
At this point,
only because he had made the 911 call and proclaimed his devotion to ISIS.
Oh God.
Which is what, for these, what they are calling lone wolves, these radicalized people that is what they have to do in order to be accepted by ISIS.
Right. Well, congrats, dude, because you fucking were accepted and now you're fucking dead. You're an idiot. You're an idiot. I just... What is wrong with people? Seriously. What is wrong with people?
I still... yesterday was kind of, like, numbing. Like, mind numbing. In the whole aspect of, like, you know, just listening to the news over and over again and reading people's news feeds and people pleading to see if anyone knew if this person was safe and that person was safe. And today, I've literally broken down, like, several times.
It's just, I can't even do it. Like, I can't. White girl, I can't. Like, that whole thing. Like, I just, it's disgusting. I just can't. I have no words.
That is exactly why you use I can't at this point. I'm going to cry. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I just don't know.
It's mind blowing. Like, so this has gone down as, this has been, you know, said that this is the number one mass shooting in the U.S. history.
Yeah.
So we have, I cannot wrap my head around just one person killing 53 with another 50 injured, which means one person.
49 dead, 53 injured.
But one person did that to 100 people.
Mm-hmm. Yep. With a semi-automatic weapon, an automatic weapon, and a handgun. And the security there, because this club has never had problems, has never had threats, security didn't pat anyone down. They had a woman and an off-duty police officer working the door, and the woman was shot and killed. And the police officer fired back and had gunfire with him. I got a little emotional because, obviously, being from an ally, you know, my friends, my family are affected. It sucks because they are always in the state of hate. People hating them for just loving someone.
Right.
Oh my God, I did not think I was going to get emotional.
No. I mean, this is the world, unfortunately, that we live in. And this is what we have to live with every day. And it sucks. And the world is getting worse. And it's getting worse and worse. And just when you think it may not be, oh, this, that. No, it really does. And it's going to hit you when you least expect it. It's everywhere, and it doesn't matter what state you're in, what city you're in, you always need to be on guard. Always. Doesn't matter who you are, what you are, you need to always be on guard, I feel.
We didn't have to have this problem, you know, in like 99 before Columbine. And then as the years have
Which
gone on...
Which I remember so vividly.
As the years have gone on, it's become to the point where you need to keep an eye on it. You can't even go to the movie theater without something happening.
No.
No. You know, I started seeing certain memes this morning and certain comments and made an executive decision to remove those people from my life. It's too soon. Too fucking soon. To start making memes, well, can't go to Disney World anymore.
Oh, that's stupid.
That is fucking bullshit.
That's stupid.
I'm throwing one penny in the jar because I think that I am allowed to execute the F word in that sense. My friends out west, my friends here that, you know, are part of the LGBTQ community, they... you know, have been showing nothing but love and being proud of who they are and who they love. And for some reason, that just makes me feel so emotional inside.
Right.
You know, I've been talking with a few of them today on and off. And, you know, I have people apparently that have a problem with me knowing the people I do and considering the people I have in my life. And you know what? You don't need to be in my life if you have a problem with that. I mean, that's...
Right.
You know, people jump to conclusions all the time. Well, you must be gay because you love them so much. No, I am straight, but I am not narrow-minded.
I love that, Bridget.
That
should be a bumper sticker.
They have a pin.
I love it.
I have a pin.
Love it.
You know, I am an ally. I believe that people can love who they want. You know, and if, you know, I'm still trying to wrap my... So anyway, I'm still trying to find the words. I don't necessarily have all of my emotions in check yet, but it's just a fear for safety, my own personal safety, my friends and family's safety. You know, these people went out on a Saturday night to go dance salsa.
Right.
And ended up being murdered just for being themselves.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. So, yeah. Again, I have no words. I have none. I can't. I just don't.
The troubling thing, too, is that the messages or the videos that are coming out, the interviews of, like, the parents that still don't know. As of this morning, all 49 victims had been identified, but only 24 families had been contacted.
Oh.
Okay. Because they did lift the HIPAA Act.
Yeah.
For people to find out who is injured, who has passed. There's still 5 critically injured. You know, it's troubling because the number could go up. And this asshole is gonna, in some sense, have, you know, this kind of glory for doing this, and it's not...
And then he died. He doesn't have to suffer for any of his consequences, and neither does anyone else.
No. And, you know, there was one woman whose son was trapped in the bathroom and was texting her, saying, call the police.
Yeah, I saw that. I heard that.
And he said, he's in here. I'm going to die.
Right.
And that's... I know what that feels like.
Right.
Like the fear that you are going to die.
Right.
And no one's going to be there.
Right.
And
then that was it. That was the last you heard of him.
Yeah, he passed.
Yeah.
He was gunned down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just like insane. Like, and you know, at first, you know, on Sunday morning we heard 20 and now it's jumped, you know, it's insane. So, who knows what's happening to the rest of the folks. There was a story actually earlier that someone caught 11 bullets and they took them all out except for one in the liver.
It's in her liver, yeah.
But she's still alive.
Yes.
That's insane. Like, that's crazy.
They cannot get the bullet out of her liver. Yeah. You know, and you also got to think about the first responders and these doctors.
Oh, no.
And these police officers that have to go back into that scene and see the cell phones ringing and chiming, trying to get a hold of these people that are no longer there.
Right, like, right.
That is going to, you know, the whole thing, you know. And also considering that one person and, you know, there's 49 people that died, that those 49 people have parents. They have siblings,
they have friends,
they have coworkers. So it spreads so quickly. It's mind-boggling because I did listen to our podcast on Sunday morning before I even started looking at the news in like 6:30 in the morning, you know, listening back and talking about, you know, the chaos factor that I always, you know, fear about. And then this, you know, news comes out about this. It's so weird.
Right. So, we're talk about the vigil at City Hall.
Yeah. So tonight, obviously, it's already passed. It's Monday night. City Hall was doing a vigil for Orlando. at 6 p.m. at the Pride Flag at City Hall.
Bet you'll be a big turnout.
I'm sure there's going to be other vigils and stuff like that. I've been watching the vigils in New York City and Philadelphia and Stonewall and San Francisco. And it's just, you know, everyone's just sitting there quietly.
Right.
Just holding on to each other.
Right. Yeah, so, I mean, by the time this is, obviously, it's already 6:30 and it's past it. And obviously, by the time this airs, it'll be tomorrow at 3. But at least, you know, everybody will know that Gloucester is stopping in that moment of silence and paying respects to. So, awesome. And kudos to our city for doing that.
Yeah.
So, obviously, I'm last minute Sally.
You are last minute Sally.
I know. I can't help it. I can't. My life changes on a daily basis. So, I'm just like, you know, hey, Bridget, you want to do a podcast? do we have anybody else in the mix that wants to do a podcast?
So texting someone at 4 o'clock in the afternoon is like, hey, it's so last minute, but
by the way, do you want to do a podcast?
But that's okay, because I've put some plans in the works for you. So
yay!
I'm gonna be your program. I'm gonna be your producer.
She's my producer, and we have some people in the works in the next couple of weeks. I told Bridget when I was available.
Yep.
Because I'm gonna be working, mm-hmm. you know, a couple nights a week, and with having the children, you know, every 5 days, it's a little difficult as to, you know, what I'm doing with the children. You know, Talia's working now. Tyler happens to be home tonight.
Yeah. Can he walk to, like, Orange Leaf by himself yet? Because I'll give him money. Just kidding.
we have ice cream in the freezer.
Yeah. Well, next time, you know, as your producer, you know.
As your producer! what was the...
I got new trash in my yard! Hooray!
Stop.
Actually, it's a very big piece of plastic that looks like it's probably the, you know, that hidden piece in your trunk to hide your spare tire. I got a nice big piece of that in my yard first thing this morning.
Did you?
And I pulled it out and tried to put it in the trash for recycling because it's plastic, and they refused it.
Really?
So kudos to you, whoever did that. I'm super excited.
Was it another drunk driver trying to uncover something and throw it in the yard?
No drunk drivers this time. You know, I even got rid of this metal wheelbarrow. I had a bulk sticker, and I hid the wheelbarrow until this morning, because if I had put it out on the curb last night, I know for sure someone would have dumped their trash in my wheelbarrow.
Oh, see, I would have thought you meant they would have taken it away.
No, I'd be so lucky.
Anything I put in the front of my house, they take away.
Mm. Sometimes, yes, but not all the time for me. We actually had a vacuum cleaner that was out there, and it didn't get taken, so I had to slap a bulk sticker on there. Because my, I have a handful of them just in case.
So, speaking of the news.
Yeah.
Chuck Lorre.
Yes! Chuck Lorre, the producer and the creator of The Big Bang Theory and Mom.
Yes.
Also, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles theme song from the cartoon in the 90s. You know, if you don't know who Chuck Lorre is, you really need to...
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Turtles in a Half Shell, Turtlepower!
Yep, he wrote that. Yeah. He actually was on a podcast, a famous podcast, called The Nerdist, which is what I started listening to, hosted by Chris Hardwick of Singled Out.
Yeah.
Talking Dead. Chuck Lorre actually was talking about his TV show, Mom, which is on CBS. And he talked about Chief Campanello and the Angel program here in Gloucester.
It's amazing.
He did get it wrong by saying it was some police chief in the Boston area, which, you know, he's close.
It's close enough.
That talked about this whole program and how Chris Hardwick, who has been 13 years sober, was impressed by this and was like, that is amazing to know that that's, that there's progression like that for, you know, addicts and recovery and everything like that. So he, I was listening. He also wrote Roseanne.
Really?
Yeah. He was a writer for Roseanne and, you know, Grace Under Fire and stuff like that.
Oh, so he's awesome.
Oh, yeah. And pretty much his name is on everything.
Yeah, he is.
But right. I was, you know, obviously walking my dog because that's what I do. And he was talking about it. And I almost, like, I texted you right away. I was like, oh, my God, this is huge.
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone knows about it, but I tweeted out to the Gloucester PD the other day and was like, hey. And I actually hyperlinked the episode because he was on with Mayim Bialik.
No way.
Yes, because she's on,
she's the big, on the Big Bang Theory.
Yep.
Awesome.
And I had tweeted out, so anyone that's a closet listener that's listening,
oh,
that knows police officers,
yeah,
or the chief, you know, you can just let him know that he might want to look up the Nerdist.com, the Chuck Lorre episode. It's about midway through, but it's still pretty awesome.
Yeah. Speaking of closet listeners.
Yes.
We have, so Joey had mentioned that every time we have a podcast, we lose listeners. But I really feel every time that we lose listeners, we gain listeners. So it's almost like we are always equal. And this last podcast that we did on Saturday, which I did not find, which I did not feel that was like too off the charts, you know, for us. But
no, it wasn't. Off the
I got an anonymous comment saying that we're so uncool, Bridget.
And uncool?
We're uncool.
Okay.
We're uncool.
Well.
And crude. Those two words make me feel like maybe the person was over 60.
Ooh.
Am I being an ageist?
Yes.
Am I?
Yes.
Am I? But am I? But I really mean, am I? Okay, maybe over 70? I mean, uncool and crude. Am I? Really? Let me give you a little something. If you're going to go ahead and try to insult, first of all, I have a disclaimer at the beginning. If you're gonna, can you just try to maybe use words that are a little bit more hip? Like, I don't know, maybe say, Alicia, you're a fucking bitch. Wow, that might be more hip. I mean, maybe, Alicia, who the fuck do you think you are? I mean, okay, those might be different than crude and uncool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all I've got to say about that.
Yeah.
And that's Forrest Gump, for those that don't understand where I just got that from, because I'm crude and I'm cool. So that's cool. That's cool.
That's amazing.
I'm just saying, like, don't show your age when you're going to speak about it.
But it could be someone our age.
Well, then that's fucking horrible.
Yeah. I mean,
at least call me crass. I actually call myself crass. I actually call myself crass.
Crude
is very old-fashioned.
I don't want to step on the bee's nest.
Why? Because I already did?
No, because I know what's coming next. I feel like we talked about some deep stuff. And for someone to come around and say that we were crude.
Uncool. Uncool. Uncool as well.
Well, okay. Why are you listening? Second of all, you know, we don't always have to talk about, you know, our vaginas. Or, like, if you listen to the Homie Cast, come back to me and call us crude.
Oh, wait, hold on.
I love the guys, but they talk about their balls stuck to their legs.
Okay, now that you say that. Yeah. When's the last time the Homie Cast had something?
Not since the beginning of May or the middle of May.
Wow. Ooh, so, are they even in double digits yet?
I think they finally made it. Yeah.
They made it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Let me look at the Gloucester, Good Morning Gloucester app, and I can tell you what.
Oh, there's a Good Morning Gloucester app.
There is. They are on number 17.
Oh, they made it to 17?
Yep. Yep.
Wow. So but we're never meeting them, because today is number 29.
Well, we're not going to match them no matter what. But
obviously.
You know what, though? We were constantly doing podcasts weekly. And then all of a sudden, life happened to the both of us. And right. you and I hadn't seen each other for a while.
I know.
So now it totally makes sense to the dude why the dudes... And apparently...
But 17, and they started way before me, and I'm at 29, and they're at 17.
I mean, I feel like they shoot the shit. Like, when they get together, they have, like, a bulk of stuff, which, you know, we are constantly doing daily or weekly stuff. Because Joey of Good Morning Gloucester loves us. He may not love, you know, just you and I, because he loves when Kyle talks about her vagina, because I'm going to bring that up. Call me crude again, because we can do that. We can talk about vagina.
We can basically talk about whatever we want because we have a disclaimer. And trust me, I know there are people speaking in Joey's ear being like, why do you have this chick on there? Well, because I can. That's pretty much it. And that's why I have a disclaimer. Because at the beginning, it is very well known. If you don't want to hear certain things, then you are not going to tune in. So anyway, let's get back to
the Hornet.
Every time we lose a listener, we gain a listener. Yeah. And lately, we've had listeners come out and talk about...
Yes.
Yes.
I've actually had a friend listen to episode 27. And, she will remain anonymous. And she asked me, is that Joey okay? Like, is he for real? Like, that's a real, like, he's a real person. Like, his questions are real.
Legit. No, not legit. Only they're real.
Yes.
But they're legit.
Yes.
Like, he is an inquiring mind that wants to know. He's learning.
Yes.
He's learning.
And if
I won't say how old he is, but he's learning.
If and when he comes back, I do have some questions for him.
Which is like twice. He's been on our podcast twice.
I'll even ask him in person.
29.
I'll even ask him in person because this person's like dying to know. I was like, all right, calm down. Ease off. It'll be fine. Because I shut him down on certain things. But she was like, can you ask him this? I'm like, sure. I think it would make for great podcasting. So
I think we should have a podcast where people just write in and want to ask Joey's questions, and we facilitate the podcast, Joey has to answer them.
I feel like the last time we asked for topics, because apparently people are sick of our topics, but yet will not chime in as to what they want us to talk about.
Yeah, or what they want us to, you know, what they want to hear.
Yeah.
I've gotten a few requests for what they want us to talk about, but,
You know what I'm talking about?
It's probably not appropriate.
What? We talk about vagina on this episode.
Yeah, no, it's way not appropriate. They think it's like sex talk or some shit.
Oh. Well, I mean...
Well, they heard my voice, and they're like, okay, well, this is what I want you to talk about.
But you know what, though?
No, it's not so much. It's not going to happen.
The thing is, if someone wanted... Oh God, I keep saying the
what,
thing is...
Alicia unleashed that night.
Well, I mean, people might have serious questions about certain things and want to get our opinion or our take on it.
Whoa, wait, Dr. Ruth? Come on,
we
now.
We don't need to be Dr. Ruth.
And for those who don't know who Dr. Ruth is, Google it, my friends.
But it's interesting to me that someone would come to you and ask you those questions or whatever.
We'll have his listen to my voice.
Well, yes.
Okay.
Every week.
I'm just saying.
And then some.
More than you would care for, huh?
It's just amazing to me that someone would call us crude. It's like, oh, you got to episode 28 and you're just discovering that? I mean, I keep going back to that word. I feel like we talked about a lot of stuff. We talked about safety issues. I revealed something pretty big.
Rants. So, Joey... was listening to my Fiesta rant, and here we go. So, I was not generalizing the whole entire population of Gloucester. I even broke it down and talked about, I totally understand, like, the traditions that we still have. However, I am speaking from experience growing up. I am not talking about... Okay, so...
You're talking about the carnival side of it, where people are in the carnival, like, hanging out in that little port.
Right, or
like
bars.
Or bars, okay.
Or bars. Right. Okay? I'm not talking about in the past what's happened in the past year or what may or may not happen. And just because it didn't hit the police notes doesn't mean it didn't happen. Because let me tell you, there is much that gets away without being in the police notes.
Oh, my God.
And Bridget has her hands in her head again, but I'm just trying to be real, okay?
How are you going to be real and do this rant and then go out next week? Nobody going to give you booze next week. Are you kidding me?
I'll buy my own booze, bitch. By my own. I'm just saying, like, people, if you did not grow up here, when you come here, this is what you know, which is amazing. This is what you know. We have the parade. We have the we have the novenas. We have the statue. We have everything encompasses St. Peter's Club. What are you kidding me? I grew up like that. That's how I grew up. You're talking to me like I did not grow up like that here? Like, of course I did. I understand it. I get it. I am talking about the 21 and over, probably from 21 to, in this city, probably 40-ish. The immaturity that can go on here. Okay? So, God forbid I shed any light that's at least bit negative on the holy 5 days that we have here in Gloucester. Can you give me a break? Give me a little bit of a break. We're talking about what am I the first person to ever publicly speak about anything a little bit negative about what encompasses 5 days of drunkenness? And I'm not taking that back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. As long as you are not being ridiculous, because you know I wanted to use other words and I did not. That you have to understand, that is what a lot of this city is known for. Okay, I'm not trying to take away the beautifulness of the Greasy Pole and the Same Boat Races and the new beautiful hotel we have down there. I'm not trying to take away from any of the amazing things that we have. I'm just trying to be real as a gossip person. Give me a fucking break. Really? Give me a motherfucking break. Peace out, bitches. Give me a motherfucking break. Seriously? I'm the only person to ever talk about this in public? Are we kidding? We've been on the news, people.
I think it's public forum or talking about it like Market Basket or talking about it down at like a certain bar or whatever like that. You know, is one thing, but I think where we are nationwide.
Nationwide is on your side.
I was do like, listening to that, you know.
Chicken parm, you taste so good.
Oh,
that's so and now I'm going to hear it. They're going to be like, and her kid is next to her? Why she swearing like that?
Too soon.
Seriously. Just saying. People can't be real nowadays.
I feel like
I have a disclaimer.
You do.
I have a disclaimer.
Yes.
I have one.
And it says it does not do or express the opinions of the HomieCast, the GloucesterCast, or anyone affiliated.
That's right.
Something like that, because, you know, I haven't listened to that 85,000 times. It's still a warning at the very beginning. We do that before we do anything else. Goodbye, little butterfly.
Bye, little butterfly. Fly, fly away.
Bye-bye. So Tyler has left the room now, and his dish is still here. Yep. Typical kid. Oh, shit. Sorry. I can do that, because I'm an adult.
Do you know we have people that read the notes, but don't actually listen completely into the podcast?
Well, guess what?
We have a lot of people that read the notes, don't completely listen, but we also have people that completely listen and don't tell us they listen, so therefore the closets.
Well, guess what? The notes are going to change. How about that? How about that for you, bitch?
By the way, how are you feeling? How are you liking the topics or the titles that I'm creating?
I love them. Can we talk about that?
Yes.
Can we talk about the... Okay, so Bridget has been in the podcast world for about 8 years now. Mm-hmm. And she follows popular podcasts.
Everything.
Everybody podcasts. She is so into podcasts. So she is the go-to guru when it comes to podcasts and how they are portrayed.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bridget had enlightened me about what we should be doing with our titles because Joey had brought to our attention every time we're on iTunes, we lose subscribers. But I feel like we may gain subscribers as to how you're doing it now, because mm-hmm. now we're actually probably more visible to more of the world. Can you talk about that?
Sure. So, I talked to you about this a while ago, and I told you you should title your podcast. And you're like, I already do title them. And I was like, no, you don't. You're like, yes, I do. And when I looked at what I had suggested to you, and I told you, oh, you should label it this, you decided to label it after making the note that says, taped with... B-side, and I think it was Kyle or something like that, and then you put the title of the podcast, and I was like, no, that's not what it is. So titling your podcast is kind of like an overall or like a highlight of what happens on the
And when they're scrolling through iTunes, that's what they
see.
Well,
just like it said on the last few, Alicia Unleashed, to the left, or Alicia Unleashed, we go deep. And then in the notes it says episode 28, episode 29.
Okay.
It's just a quick little, it's kind of like when you're looking at a book and you see a title of a book, because you can judge a book by its cover, because you're like, well, that's intriguing, I want to read that.
Right.
It's a quick little like, ooh, and just, you know, we're doing a brief summary. Now, I learned the other day that you don't list every single topic that we talk about when we talk, because obviously we talk about so many different things.
We jump like crazy.
And then I realized, or I found out that someone does read the notes, and it's like, and they didn't listen, so it's like, okay, well, what's the point of that? So, game changer. But in this day and age, or within the rest of the podcast world, they're always titled. They're not just like episode taped with blah, blah, blah. No one gives a crap who it's taped with, because a good majority of the time it's taped with me.
Right.
So, titles, that it makes it like, ooh, I wonder what they're going to talk about this time.
I like that. I like that. So, Joey, we may just gain subscribers because of it.
You know,
instead of losing. I don't like to lose. I'm not a big loser. Unlike what most people may think. But I'm full.
Bam. And if people think we're uncool, well, okay.
I am so not uncool. Just even ask my children. I am the coolest
Alicia,
mom there is.
Alicia, you did not know how to use a Kindle.
I'm so cool. Tyler, am I so cool? Tyler,
yes.
Tell them I'm cool.
Part of being cool is technology, but everything else... But technology.
I'm the coolest, right?
Yeah.
I'm the coolest.
BT Dubs, I'm so glad I can provide you with the idea to take your kids to Salem Willows without me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's fun. It's all right. I'm glad I can provide you with, like, you know, mental, like, hey, what are we doing next?
Willows!
So,
And crude, I'd rather be called crass. Can you just call me crass next time? However, if you're the one who called me crude and then you call me crass, I know you listen. So, because we are so far in that you would actually have to listen to this whole thing for you to even know that I told you to call me crass.
This is kind of like a weird, like, middle school kind of thing, you know? Like a middle school, like, this one called me this. I'm going to find out who said that.
Well, I mean, because...
Do you remember in middle school when we all had landlines, which I had to explain to Tyler?
Right, which I had my own and I paid for. Yes.
But, like, when you'd have, like, sleepovers or friends over just for a little bit, you'd call one of your other friends to see if your friend would talk bad about that other person while listening on the line.
Yeah.
We were horrible.
We're horrible people. We're horrible children. Thank
God.
It's pretty bad. Yeah, I mean, now with social media, it's like, who needs...
No one needs that.
No, who does that?
Yeah, I mean, what do you need? What's
you got that? Text messaging and private messaging for all that jazz and whatnot.
Yeah.
We're gonna
bite our tongues on that. Wait, when have we ever bitten our tongues?
I've bitten my tongue a few times.
So, we are at what now?
We're at like 47 minutes.
Oh, 47? Because yeah. We went a really long time when...
We did.
Why is Tyler laughing?
Because he probably just ratted us out to something.
Tyler, like, you just rat me out?
No.
Are you a rat? Are you a dirty rat?
What happened is this morning I was calling Mike because I need some shades.
Who?
I was texting Uncle Mike and they go...
Oh, Uncle Mike.
I need shades.
How is Uncle Mike? Is he alive?
Yeah, and he goes, no shades. I go, I don't need them anymore. And he goes, did you go blind?
Oh. I've already had to stop this this podcast a couple of times and re-edit. I am not re-editing that.
I mean, this is
my life. I am not re-editing this.
You don't need to. I don't even understand if that was English, but that's fine.
Not happening. Not happening. I'm not feeling bad anymore. I just can't.
So, you cook a lot, and you touch meat and stuff. Is there stuff like that, like, on your day-to-day that you touch and you... like gag when you're doing it, or like even something.
Still rare. Talking about food,
like food or in general, because I feel like when I clean like chicken, I want it off my hands quickly. Like I'm like, oh my god, gross. Like salmon, I cooked salmon yesterday, yeah. And I was like, no, I don't want to touch this.
Oh, no, but I think this conversation might be going somewhere different.
I feel like
those are the things I touch that I just know I don't want to.
No, that's not where I was going. I was going to talk about my adorable dog Tuki because, like, I talk about it all the time. That bitch found 2 fucking chicken bones on our walk tonight because it was trash day,
right?
And these were like hidden in a bush. These weren't like out on the sidewalk.
Did she choke?
No. The thing is, I was texting you, and next thing I hear is crunch, crunch, crunch.
Oh, no.
And I immediately go right into her mouth and hook her mouth and get these damn bones out of her mouth. And I'm like,
They're not supposed to, supposed to chew them.
Because it's splinters.
Splinters, right.
But I started gagging.
Well, because that's gross. You just reach into your dog's mouth.
Dog's mouth is clean.
Joey is probably freaking out.
Bridget, you reach into your dog's mouth. What is wrong with you?
Joey's probably throwing up right now.
I pick up her shit, too, because I'm a good, responsible dog owner.
Oh, no. Joey's gagging right now. He's fast-forwarding as we speak.
Hot and steamy.
He can't even function right now. Oh, my God.
So, after I get the damn dog bone out of her mouth, or the chicken bone out of her mouth, we walk, like, half a block. Bitch finds another one. I'm like, seriously? I'm going to kill it. I'm not going to kill her because that's cruel. But I'm like, I'm not sticking my hand back in there. Thank God I have, like, antibacterial in my little dog walking bag with my mace.
In my dog walking bag.
I have a squeaker. I have treats.
What's a squeaker?
Like, the little toy that goes... Meow, meow,
meow. Why would you need that?
To distract her because she is a rescue alpha dog. And on streets, I don't know how she's going to react to other dogs. Sometimes she's super chill and other times she goes like 0 to 60. And the squeaker is part of her toy. And I distracted her recently and it's been working pretty well. Except for
the... So you're like the most responsible and thoughtful dog owner probably ever.
Not necessarily. Not really. I really need to...
Well, you really are.
I need to really get a, like, dog trainer to come to my house and find out why she wants to be a menace to society.
Why drink a juice in the hood? I love that movie.
Pretty much.
That's amazing. I love it.
But yeah. So... dog owners or dog trainers that, like, do field visits that want to come and assess, let me know.
Yeah. I mean, my dogs are just, like, can you see them? I mean, Joey was just so scared of them when they were here. It was, like, ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm like, and look at them. They're, like, just laying. Oh, they love each other. They're just, they're brothers. They love each other so much. Just look at them.
They're so cute.
And Joey's over
this. Yeah, but Joey's over it. And they never shut up.
No,
they
Joey's go, over this podcast
and
right
Joey
now.
Is just like, then they come over and they're just like, Joey's like, oh my God, just don't even touch me.
Yeah, he's definitely over this podcast. So on that note, we are at like 55 minutes.
Awesome. I think that's perfect
to start. All right. So, not to leave on a sad note, but I'm going to do it. You know, be safe. Love each other.
Be kind to one another.
Be kind to one another. And stop being assholes to each other.